It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Wednesday, May 18th. I'm Patricia Naft. A thunderstorm brought rain, hail, and high winds to the Montrose area on Monday. The National Weather Service in Grand Junction received reports of a funnel cloud forming south of Olathe. However, forecasters say it didn't touch down. On Sunday, another storm over the area knocked down a tree in the Walmart parking lot, sending two people to the hospital with minor head injuries. Montrose police say they were treated and released the same day. The economic downturn in the fossil fuel industry is not only affecting profits and jobs, it's also impacting funding for state projects. KVNF's Laura Pomisano reports.
In Colorado, if a company takes something out of the ground, whether it's coal, oil, or even granite, the government gets a cut. It's called severance tax, and it funds community and natural resource projects. Unfortunately, that means long-term efforts can be subject to a boom-and-bust industry. On Monday, Governor John Hickenlooper inked an annual bill that allocates money for water conservation. Funding for the projects comes from severance taxes. Republican Representative Don Corm of Montrose co-sponsored the measure. He says forecasted revenue from the tax is down 75% compared to last year.
So now I'm going to lay out the gauntlet to the governor here in front of you all that I am going to be bringing efforts this summer through the Water Resource Review Committee to actually provide stable funding for these projects. And we can't depend on severance tax if we're going to provide the water we need by 2050.
Unless things change by the year 2050, experts predict the state could have a major water supply shortfall. Corum says a fee charged to domestic water users could generate the needed revenue for conservation projects. He says at this point, no idea is off the table. For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
San Miguel County Commissioner Elaine Fisher has resigned due to a serious illness. As Coto reports, Fisher tendered her resignation over the weekend. She was diagnosed with cancer at the end of 2013. It went into remission but has come back. Fisher served four consecutive terms as county commissioner representing District 1 in Telluride. She initially announced she would seek a fifth term this November but dropped out of the race to focus on her health. The San Miguel Democratic Party Vacancy Committee will select an interim replacement. Here's party chair Dick Unruh.
We're going to select someone to act as an interim county commissioner. That would be until either January when the new commissioners take office or after a commissioner is elected for District 1. Temporary commissioner could resign and let the new commissioner take office. That's not for me to decide.
Five candidates are running for the District 1 seat. The Cocker Kids Foundation, a nonprofit formed by the late Joe Cocker, provided funding for projects in the North Fork area for the last two decades. The organization recently announced it will dissolve. KVNF's Jake Ryan sat down with Bob Panetta, who's on the foundation's board.
Going back to that time, can you tell me a little bit about the formation?
Certainly, certainly. Well, Pam Cocker, Joe's wife, was quite active at one time in California with Jane Fonda and some of her foundations. When they moved here, it was interesting. I was driving with Joe one day while he was looking for property, and he said, Bob, I want to tell you that after I move here, if there's anyone that needs help or anybody that's in a jam, just let me know. I'll be able to help them out financially. And he said, there's just one caveat, and that is they can't know where the money came from. Of course, being the people they were in the financial position they were in, they were always being asked for different contributions to different funds, and they just decided that they wanted to help the children of the North Fork Valley, and they would start the Cocker Kids Foundation, and that's where they would concentrate.
Kids programs and things like that?
It went from everything to buying glasses, dental treatments, shoes, sending teams to basketball tournaments. It supported plays. It supported buying books. It brought in speakers.
Do you have any idea how many projects or the grand total of funding that went out to the community from this foundation?
Over $1 million. That was a substantial amount. Both Joe and Pam really believed deeply in public education and the importance of public education.
With Joe's passing, the foundation is closing its doors. What's it like now?
It's really sad. The end of a really great, great project for the students of the entire North Fork. Meant a lot. Meant a lot to a lot of people. A lot of people really benefited from it. You know, over that period of time, we'll have people come back that are adults now and talk about what the assistance they got from Cocker Kids did for them and how it made their education more worthwhile, and just their learning experience was greater through the Cocker Kids Foundation.
So you think that the ripple effect from the Cocker Foundation is going to last? The impact is going to last?
Oh, it will last for sure. I mean, things like the solar project here is going to last. The tech centers that were put in are going to last. The learning materials that were bought are going to last. You know, the ability for people that otherwise couldn't have afforded to participate in athletic activities and the experience they had with a team and, you know, individually participating in sports activities is something they take with them for their entire life. We are hoping that somehow we can get a little deeper involvement with a group of citizens in the community where we could keep this going, maybe even at a little smaller level. That's what our community is all about. We have to help each other. We can continue to work together and the children and education. That's where Joe's heart was, and we should continue to try to do that.
Well, Bob, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
That was KBNF's Jake Ryan speaking with Bob Panetta with the Cocker Kids Foundation. Panetta is also on KBNF's board of directors. Energy-related carbon dioxide emissions in the U.S. fell by 12% in 2015 compared to 2005 levels. That's according to the U.S. Energy Information Administration. Inside Energy's Lee Patterson reports.
So, how'd we do it? The EIA explains this drop is largely the result of changes in our electricity mix. Over the past decade, shifts in sources of electricity, from coal to natural gas, for example, have accounted for 68% of the total drop in energy-related CO2 emissions. For decades, coal was the main source of electricity in the U.S., but last year, it was tied with natural gas, each accounting for around a third of generation. The EIA predicts that this year, for the first time ever, we'll get more of our electricity from natural gas than from any other source. Utilities are making the switch in part because natural gas is cheap right now, and it emits about half as much CO2 as coal when burned for electricity. For Inside Energy, I'm Lee Patterson.
For KBNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.